on before starting off through the maze once again. Although, I said, looking at some of the pieces, I'm not sure I want to control my powers. The quality of this stuff really speaks to the ex-thief in me. It makes me want to, what's the word, re-thief?
Focus, hun, Jane said.
She reached inside my knee-length leather coat and pulled back the left flap of it, revealing the holster at my side. She pulled out the foot-long metal cylinder and handed it to me. Here, this should help. The weight of my retractable bat felt good in my hand. I clicked the safety off by hitting Jane's initials on its keypad, JCF, for Jane Clayton Forrester, and it sprung to its full lethal length. There was power in holding it. We continued creeping along as quietly as we could. The navigation was hard going, but it became easier to see as a faint glow rose beyond a long bank of armoires up ahead. Jane stopped in her tracks as she rounded the corner, using one of her hands to steady herself against the closet.
Whoa,
she said, her eyes widening. I hurried ahead through a clutch of tables to join her and looked for myself. The store opened up into an empty circle in the middle of the cavernous space with an old-fashioned barber's chair at the center of it. The black leather of its seat had intricate waves of color, the type of flame details you usually saw on a hot rod, not a chair.